Hello.
Hi.
Welcome back to our podcast.
It's Nikki.
It's Annika.
It's Anika.
Yay!
Okay, today we don't have Ashna because she's on
sadly.
Road trip.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
What? Okay. Anyway, today we are talking about what if theories.
Should we start this over?
Honestly, why though? What was going on?
I think she remembered the sound thing.
No, I just keep thinking back. I'm worried it's gonna happen again.
Oh
no, for a second I thought I lost the voice thing again. I was like, oh shoot.
I literally swear you went quiet for a second and then I was like, what happened? Like, what happened?
Yeah, when Anika was just laughing, I was like, wait, what? And that, like, somebody's audio cut out, dude. I was like,
that actually kind of scared me because I thought there was like some evil demon that took over the podcast.
That would be kind of fun.
A demon took over our podcast. Okay. Yeah, should we read this?
Yeah.
We should keep this all in.
The fire's thing this time.
No, we should keep this all in. It'll be funny.
Okay. Nobody's going to understand, but sure.
It's okay.
Okay, back to the podcast. Today we are talking about
we should probably explain that first.
Yeah. The first time we filmed this, I had a little sound issue.
So we were like literally like halfway through the podcast and it like messed up and we are starting this over again.
Yeah. So now
take two.
Yeah, okay. Take two. Okay.
That's anyway. Why we're laughing if you didn't get that statement. Basically,
okay. We
thought it lost again, and yeah.
Okay, anyway, the first, just ignore all that, the first what if theory we were talking about is, on how you explain it, it's the 2012 theory.
I'll explain this one better this time. Okay, so.
We'll explain everything better.
Yeah. So, a couple, I don't know how long ago, we switched from one calendar to the Gregorian calendar. Ow! Sorry. The Gregorian calendar. And when we did that, we missed a lot of days. So, I don't know if you remember or if you were even alive in 2012. But in 2012, everyone was freaking out because the world was going to end. Which it never did. Because we're alive right now. So, if you count up all the days that we missed from switching to one calendar to the other in, like, 2020, not 2019 or 2021, 2020, you get roughly 8 years. It's, like, 7 years and some 364 days. So
basically, the world
I wasn't done.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Why'd you stop then?
I was doing the dramatic pause and then anyone was like, so basically...
Okay, well then finish.
If you subtract 8 years from 2020, you get 2012. And so we're all gonna die.
2012. Just say 2012.
We're all gonna die.
Yeah,
is basically
what
I'm trying to say.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. I was gonna say, so basically we might die. Yeah.
Well, not die, but you know, like severely.
And it kinda makes sense because 2020 sucks. And
yeah.
We thought that 2012 was gonna suck. Why do I say 2012 now? It's because of you. 2012, because, yeah, because the auto was going to suck then.
Yeah. Oh, and I also had I don't know. Hold on. I don't know what I was going to say. Oh, yeah, I was going to say, at this point, I don't really know if we would die from, like, COVID or just, like, other things because, you know, there's a lot of
if more happens, I'm going to be very upset. But I feel
I'm going to move to New Zealand.
I want to move to Australia.
I want to move with Ashna.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even better.
Yeah. we still be in America, though.
Exactly. Yeah. But we'll be in a better part of America.
It's down south. Is that really better?
Yeah, I was going to say, is that actually, though?
I don't think Georgia's that bad. It'll be hot.
It's hot, but it's also, like, even though it might not be that bad, I feel like...
Like, you know that TikTok you sent us about, like, what was it, Alabama or something?
Yeah, but that was Alabama.
Yeah.
And it's Alabama, so. No offense.
I feel like Georgia's like not gonna. Georgia won't suck, but wait, it definitely won't.
It'll
be
a
better.
Culture change.
Question: should we also like bleep out us saying the state name?
No, it's not. We're not telling them. Yeah, we're gonna live, you know, in like in a peach. And this is my address.
Okay. Okay.
This is just Georgia. I'm not telling them I live in the White House. I wish. Actually, no, I don't. I wish I lived in the White House when Obama was president.
Yeah. Okay. So I guess that's about it for that 2012 theory.
Yeah.
So the next theory we have is a friend, the show Friends.
Okay, Nikki, you can't mess this up because the first time you said it.
Okay, so there's two different theories, and I kind of combined them last time. So it's good we're actually be doing it.
Yeah.
So the first theory is, so you know, for different seasons, they have like covers, like for each season, like they'll take like have a photo shoot for it or whatever. So I don't know what season it was, but one of the covers, Rachel was, was she closing her eyes or opening her eyes?
No. Okay. So everyone in like, it was Phoebe, Joey, Chandler, you know, them, they were all laying in a bed with their eyes closed, but Rachel was the only one that had her eyes open.
Okay, so I'll explain. So, I didn't actually see the picture, so I wasn't sure. So, basically, that first one is that... Yeah, so, this all stemmed from the picture. But, so, the first one is... if you watch the show, you know that Rachel in the first... Like, I don't know if the first episode or not, but she ran away from her wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And so, the conspiracy was... that Rachel actually stayed, she got married, and she's just imagining, like, all of this is just her imagining what would happen if she didn't stay with them, and like she went and actually went to go see Monica. I like forgot her name for a second. Went to go see Monica, and yeah.
And that's, then the, that's next the first theory.
One. And yeah. then this, wait, can I say the second one?
Yeah, I was gonna tell you to tell it.
So the second one is that, also, if you would watch the show, you would know that Phoebe had, like, a rough childhood, and she ended up being, like, homeless.
Mm-hmm.
So the second, like, conspiracy theory is that she's still homeless, and, like, she saw, like, Chandler and Joey and Rachel and everybody through, like, Central Perk, like, the place they go to have coffee. She saw them through the window. And just imagine what it would be like if she was living that life and she was, like, living with them and stuff like that.
Because, I don't know if you noticed, like, she's almost, like, the odd one out. You know, like, she's not like everyone else.
Yeah, she's, like, the weird one.
I'm not like other girls.
I'm not like other girls. But, yeah. That's the Friends theory.
Yeah.
It kind of makes sense, and I feel like it's more believable considering it's a TV show. So anything possible.
Like, I mean, I guess any day the producers could be like, oh yeah, one of those.
No, I read a tweet saying that when like this whole conspiracy thing came out and everything,
mm-hmm.
not came out, but you know, like everyone was like, oh my god, what if this happened?
Yeah.
The producers were saying, no, that's like too dark. Well, not dark, but like that's, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not true. Basically, I say it's not true.
Yeah. I mean, I've never watched it, but I guess, yeah, that's...
I would say that's pretty believable. Like, yeah. if you were to tell me that, oh, this is, like...
It's definitely pretty believable.
Yeah. I mean, that'd also be kind of fun to watch a show about that, so...
Yeah. Like, the last episode is just, like, Rachel, like, waking up. Or, like, it's, like, a series of dreams that she has. I don't know.
Or she just goes...
I feel like a really long dream.
Yeah.
I mean, Nikki, you sing, so. So.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not that far-fetched.
Yeah. No, it's like she's like Aurora and she's been sleeping for like 100
years.
Wait,
how long does she sleep?
I don't know, but I feel like it's like hundreds of years, but maybe not that long.
It wasn't hundreds of years, because didn't she wake up like on her 16th birthday or like 18th birthday?
No, she gets pricked on her 16th birthday.
Oh.
And
okay.
Then she gets the, and then she's like.
Yeah. I thought she got pricked, and then she woke up when she was. I have never watched it, so I wouldn't know.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, I just forgot, but I've watched it.
I feel like I've never watched Lilo and Stitch.
Same. Well, I've watched like little bits of it, but I haven't watched the whole thing.
Or watched the whole thing of Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, I've watched like
the. Watched it, but I was in the like musical.
I watched like the live action, but not the original. Same.
Yeah, not the original.
I think I watched the movie with my like dad and stuff, but it was kind of sad, so I never watched it again.
Yeah. I'm also trying to think of other movies that I haven't watched.
I feel like I really haven't watched too many Disney movies. I just, like, know the stories.
You
know?
I like Disney movies.
But I don't know too many Disney princess movies.
Oh. I've also never watched, like, The Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Oh, yeah.
I definitely remember watching it. I just don't remember it.
Yeah.
Haven't watched that one.
I watched Pinocchio, but, like, it wasn't, like, the
animated one. Oh, I've never watched Pinocchio either.
Same.
It's really good. I never watched the animated one, but it was, like, one of those CDs that, like, we got, like, for our car during road trip.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like I've read more Disney, or, like, yeah, I've read the books, but I haven't, like, actually watched, like, the movies,
This one book that I really want to read, because it actually sounds super interesting. It's, like... It's if Elsa and Anna never like met each other, and the book is called Conceal, Don't Feel, and it sounds really good.
Wait, but there's like, what do you mean they never don't meet?
Yeah, like they always kept each other separate. Like they never were like became sisters again.
Wow, that's
good. And like what would have happened? And there's the same thing with like Mulan and everything. What if she never went to war?
You know, that's kind of like a what if and bonus what if theory, because we weren't going to talk about that, but...
No, it's a book. It's literally a book, and they've done that for so many different, like, Disney movies. This author, she wrote a bunch of different, like, what if theories. And I'm like, it's kind of smart.
Sorry.
I said I feel like, five times. I feel like it would be interesting... to read, but there's so many stories, like it's kind of just like
I want to read the ones that are most interesting, like the Mulan one, like
books. I've just read so many books, like what if they never met, like that's just like a common book like thing to do, like what if they never met.
Yeah,
like that's just like I've seen so many books and movies about it that like that topic doesn't interest me anymore.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I kind of want to read the Mulan one. Like, what if she never went to war? Like, what would have happened? She never would have never met Shang.
I already know. She'd probably just like be with like a husband that, and she was unhappy because her parents chose them, and she's just sticking to this life that she doesn't want to live.
Mm-hmm.
Okay then.
Okay. Yeah. So back to the actual topic of this podcast.
Yeah.
Questions. The next one, Annika, you can explain. It's the when you're sad.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, rhetorical question. Have you ever been sad for no reason?
Me!
Same.
There is a theory that is if someone passes away and there's no one to grieve for them, someone somewhere else in the world becomes sad for them. If that makes sense. And I kind of believe it. I mean, I get sad for no reason sometimes, even when it's not the time of the month. And, like, I mean, it's pretty believable, like, you know.
I don't find it very believable, actually. Sorry.
I feel like it's kind of cute. Well, not cute, but, like, you know.
It's, like, kind of, yeah, I guess it's, like
aw, sentimental, like, aw.
But, like, I feel like I wouldn't really believe it. But I would like... it to be true.
Yeah,
but feel like
it'd be like a nice thing to be like, oh, you're sad.
Yeah, well, cute. This person's died, so I'm crying for them.
Yeah. Oh,
I just ruined it. Sorry.
Or it's like
I think I just accidentally got the safety pin stuck.
Oh. Okay. Anyway, I have one. This is kind of a different what if theory, but it's like similar to this. Like, or it's like when somebody passes, they appear in your dreams. And, like, they have nobody to
grieve
for them.
My mom told me because I would have multiple dreams that, like, someone near me, like, someone close to me, like, dies because I have, like, issues. But my mom told me to, like, clear my mind that, like, whenever someone dies in your dream, like, this is something that she was told when she was younger, too, that whenever someone dies in your dream, it means that they're not gonna die. Like, they're gonna be fine.
Oh. Aww.
So.
Nikki, it looks like you're not gonna be fine. Because I've dreamed about Anika dying. She accidentally fell off a bridge.
I've dreamed of all of you dying, so I guess all of you are gonna be fine, but I'm not.
I'm pretty sure I'm gonna have a dream where you, like, I don't know,
die some stupid way.
Yeah. Like, do you believe in the soul trains?
What?
What are those? Soul trains?
So it's when an ambulance gets stuck by a train.
Oh.
And people believe it as a soul train. Because they believe, like, it's their time to go. Like, it's meant to be. Like, that ambulance was supposed to get stuck. That's why it's called a soul train.
I wouldn't actually like that. Because, like, what if you, like, you weren't actually close to dying, but that made you close to dying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's sad.
Yeah, I don't actually like that.
Yeah, I don't know. Do you? Okay. Okay, next one.
Okay, the next one is, again, kind of, this one is kind of basic, but what if computers take over the world, or, like, robots?
Maybe robots. I wouldn't say that, okay.
Ow.
Here's what I think. Sorry. So, I don't think robots will, like, take over the world, like, they'll be going through the streets. But I definitely think that, like, technology will, like,
advance to the point where it's, like, whoa.
Like, so basically when I was younger, I was always scared, I'm still kind of scared, that, like, they'll, like, come up with, like, because there's so, have you ever watched Willy Wonka?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Like, when Charlie's dad, his job gets taken because they made a machine to do his job.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, it always just kind of scared me that, like, when I'm, like, older, I'm wanting for so long, considering, like, it's, that this is happening, actually, that, like, some, like, machine will take my job. Like, they'll have a robot to teach schools, or they'll have some
scary.
Yeah, but, like, some, like, weird something they'll come up with that and it'll take all jobs. You know what I mean?
Whenever you say robot, I also think of the Plankton's wife from SpongeBob.
You know what?
It'll just be that teaching class.
Oh, yeah. But, like, I also kind of thought, you know, that show, like, I'm Mother or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
The movie that Ashna always talks about. Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, the one I wanted to watch. But
it's not that good. I watched it with my dad. It's honestly kind of boring.
Yeah. I wanted to watch it with you guys, but no one will watch it with me. Yeah,
it's a horror movie, Nikki.
I know, but it doesn't seem scary. Like, robots don't scare me that much.
Even though you
literally just said, like, 2 minutes ago, it still kind of scares me.
Yeah.
It's not like, oh my god, like, in a horror movie. It's just, like, it scares me that I won't have a job.
Mm-hmm. Well, I feel like I don't want to be a teacher anyway, but, like,
it could take, okay, if you wanted to be a lawyer, they could come up with a robot judge. If you wanted to be a marine biologist, which is actually what I want to be.
Wait, robots?
They could have something to test the water. Like, it's like, it's,
I love how you mentioned anything. The jobs that you want to do.
Yeah.
But, like, anything can be. Because, like, I mean, we have Elon Musk living in this Earth. Anything can happen.
Oh, yeah. Also, just, like, true. Artificial intelligence is so creepy. Like, why do, like,
yeah, artificial intelligence, that scares
okay. Can I say, who thinks that we need to have, like, a fake human? Like, something that looks like a human, but it's actually not. Like,
I know, like, that's just, that's like a doll coming to life.
Yeah, it's like, we don't need that. Like, what were you gonna use that for?
Have you ever seen the show Unlisted?
No.
No.
Hold up. Oh, sorry, I thought that Hanukkah left again.
Me too, I was so scared, so I didn't say anything.
Yeah.
But, so it's super, the topic is super interesting, I love it. But it takes place in Australia.
I have another thing after you.
Okay, so basically it's about they live in Australia, and I think this is like a futuristic kind of thing, but like the community, or like there's this company called like Global Child,
mm-hmm.
And it's to the public it looks like it's just like dentist, like a company that just helps with like kids and stuff and like missing kids. Mm-hmm. But really, so basically Global Child comes, they come to your school. It's kind of like, I don't know. I remember our school would kind of have somebody that like do like blood drives and stuff like that.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So it's like they come to your school, they check on you, they come with like tests and stuff. So it's just kind of scary, but like, well, if you know, anyway, so Global Child, they come, I think, once a month to a school, and you go to get your teeth checked.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of like the dentist, but everyone thinks that it's just getting your teeth checked, but really they're just implanting something in your teeth.
Oh, yeah, you told me about that show.
Yeah, to make you, like, perfect, because they want, like, the perfect kids or whatever. And Unlisted is about these kids that, like, rebel. But basically, it's, like, super interesting to me that, like, nobody knew about that. Except
is for that the one with Logan Paul and Peyton List?
No, that's The Thinning.
That movie. It looks kind of good.
Yeah,
that was my question. I was like, I also have another one, but yeah.
But anyway, so, like, in the show, these twins, so one of them's scared of the dentist, and so the first guy goes in, and he's like, it's not that scary, you can go, but the other one is, like, scared. So they switch places, and then so the other guy goes again, so he gets two implants, so he's, like, a super person, like, he's, like, Superman. But basically, they find these people that rebelled and found, like, what they were doing, and they're hiding and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And then Global Child is just, like, telling everyone, oh, there's these missing children, but really they just want them to come to give the implants, if that even made any sense.
I have two things, actually, now that you said that.
But anyway, you should definitely go watch the show, and it'll be kind of interesting, and yeah, now you can talk.
Okay, so there's this show on Netflix called Hangar One. And it literally talks about all the evidence that the government, like the CIA, the FBI, have found about, like, aliens and extraterrestrial stuff. And it literally just talks about that, like...
UFO or something?
Yeah, like, the whole show is about, like, government documents.
Wait, what's it called again?
Hangar One, and it's on Netflix. Ooh. Like, it's on U.S. Netflix.
The shows that, like... expose the government.
Yeah, no, it literally exposes the government. And then there's also another movie that's quite interesting. It's very futuristic, and it's where they do the child allocation, and it's where you can only have one child per family. Or is it, I think it's two children per family. So there's like population control and everything, because like there's too many people in the world, so then they put that into place. But there is a family where they have six kids, and they all look the same, like literally they all look the same, which is kind of hard to keep track of who's who. But it's called What Happened to Monday. I think we've talked about it before. And what happens is that they each of them go out every day as a lady named Karen Setman. And they have to, like, be that person. Like, they have to act as if they're the same person. And then eventually the people from the place that they work, they catch on, and then stuff happens. But it's actually very good. I watched it, and it's quite interesting because of what they do. It's action-y. It's, like, mystery, drama. I would
watch that, actually. Can we watch that the next sleepover?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's really good.
Yeah.
But, okay. Yeah.
I read a book like that, but it was only three kids.
Yeah. But it's very futuristic. It's almost like Tony Stark futuristic. Like, the one where it's, like, the clear screens and everything. It's like that. But yeah.
Okay. The next what if theory is... I just wrote down parallel universe.
This is what Monica said.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Explain it?
Yeah.
What?
Do you want to explain it, I said?
Oh, sure. We talked over each other. So, okay. There's a spider web. Okay, sorry. There was some theory that was going around saying that what if there's another you in a different, like, you know, time, not time period, but a different you in a parallel universe where they didn't do something. So I moved when I was really young, So it was, there was like, what if there was like a parallel universe where I didn't move and I never met you guys and I never went to school where I go to school? Like,
so it's basically like all the decisions you make now, like they didn't do that.
A complete opposite, or they, like, did a different thing.
But yeah, but even if it was like a decision when you were really young, it could even just be one decision that like changes your entire life.
So. Yeah, it could be one little thing, like not, you know, going to this one place, like not going to Costco. Like, what would happen if I didn't go to Costco?
Like, I wouldn't get my chicken melts, and I wouldn't know what chicken melts are, and I wouldn't eat them, and that wouldn't be my favorite food.
I wouldn't know what free samples meant.
Like, what? Like, that would be so cool.
That would be kind of scary. I would want free samples. I love Costco. Right?
They don't have it anymore because of, like, COVID. But like,
That makes me mad, but I want...
Yeah, I was so sad. I was like, are you kidding me? Like, I love so how much we came back to food.
Hey.
Now I'm hungry.
I know. I still have to eat my salad.
Yeah, I want salad.
Okay.
So yeah, back to, like, the parallel universe thing.
Yeah.
That would be, like, and then what if you eventually got to meet that person? Like, I don't know how you'd be able to do that.
Did you know there's 6 other people in the world that look exactly like you? And there's, like, a 1% chance you'll ever meet them?
Oh, dang it. Now I want to meet that person.
That's so weird.
Like, just look. Oh, my God. That's basically, like, the parallel universe, because they probably wouldn't have made the same decision as you would.
Whoa. No, but that's also kind of, like, what happened to Monday, because there's 6 different people that look the same.
And you just hear, FBI, open up!
But like, they look exactly like you, like a doppelganger, or, like, they act like you?
Looking like you, but there's like little changes, like someone won't have as bad knees as I do, or broke their wrist,
like one won't have bad vision.
Whoa.
One won't have so a creepy. One won't have Tourette syndrome.
Ew, I just got like weird body chills.
Yeah, now I'm
wait
like...
so did I. Wait, what?
Same. I like, I swear I got like goosebumps.
I swear whenever we talk about conspiracy theories and stuff, I always get chills.
But it's like the nice type of chills. It's not like a horror movie, like, ah.
No, it's like the weird, like, oh my god, like what?
Something wrong is happening.
Like, you know when we were at the sleepover and we're talking about conspiracies, and then I screamed super loud.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the thing is, when I hear conspiracies like that at night, it doesn't even have to be a conspiracy, like a scary one. It's just like the thought of something being different. Mm-hmm. It gives me, like, a weird vibe, I guess, and, like, a scary vibe. It makes me super, like
now I want to meet, like, who looks like me and what they do. And...
But you're right, because, like, on the 1% chance thing, because it's, like, how are you going to find that person?
Yeah. No, but what's crazy is, like, it would, I would assume that it's, like, you as a baby, you as a toddler, you now, then you, like, in your 20s, you in your 30s, then you when you're older and retired. That's how I would assume I would see myself.
Oh, that's true, because it's, like, you're not
gonna... You're not all going to be the same age. That's, like, literally impossible.
Yeah. Yeah, then that's just really weird. If every, but, like, 6 of you were born at the same time, like, that's just creepy. Yeah. That's just weird.
Or that would be weird if you were... born exactly at the same time, just seconds apart in different parts of the world. That's literally, like, that's probably...
That's
there's, like, a less
things.
Than 1% chance that's ever going to happen.
Yeah, like, that in, like, 6 different, like...
No. Yeah, in, like, 6 different...
They all look the same. Like, no way.
I would want to know what they named the other kids.
Yeah.
Because, like, my parents, I was talking to my mom the other day. I was like, what would you have named me? Like, what was I going to be named? And they were like, our first name was Annika. Like, you weren't going to be named something else.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, that was, like, the first name that they chose. And we're like, yes.
I was maybe going to be named Rhea, which is Nikki's sister's name. So
that's
kind of
funny.
Yeah.
What about you, Nikki?
Chose my name. So they said that, that she, I don't know where she heard it, but she chose that name. But then if I was a guy, I was going to be named Michael.
Really? Who came up with that? Your dad?
My dad likes F1, so like Michael Schumacher, or like,
oh, I see.
Yeah.
Jordan. Michael likes The Office.
Oh my god, that's so cool. Wait,
that'd
whoa.
Be so funny. Imagine you were a guy and your name's Michael.
Imagine if you go to Marky Munder and then I was just a guy named Michael.
And you were, like, brown and everything. It's, like, yeah. that one scene. It's, like, that one thing in Never Have I Ever where it's that white guy that's married to an Indian girl.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be weird if we had Nikki and as a guy? We had Michael as a guy in our friend group.
I would be your guy friend.
That'd be so... Yeah.
I feel like we would act way different.
About the conspiracy theory we have about, like, me and, like, the friend group.
Yeah, no, Michael. I'm gonna call you Michael. Like, Michael would just be like, yeah.
Yeah, guys. So, like...
I feel like we would have turned you into, you know, like, a femboy. Like...
Yeah.
We would make you into, like, the e-girl, like, the e-boy, then the skater boy, then the surfer boy, and then we would have done that.
Yeah.
And then we would have forced you to grow out your hair so then we can just curl it.
Yeah.
Really, really tight.
Yeah.
Now I wish I had a guy friend.
I know, right? Like, I actually don't have...
I have guy friends at school, but once, like, COVID started, I haven't, like, talked to a lot of them.
Yeah, I have a few at school, but it's not like we're, like, best friends, you know?
Yeah, no. Like, I want, like, a guy best friend. I don't know. I feel like it's easier to talk to people like that.
Yeah. There's not a lot of judging.
Judgment. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, next one. We got off topic again.
Yeah. Next one is, so every day you wake up as a new person.
Oh, like the POVs, yes.
Yeah, no. except you don't change, like, except you don't try to fix that person's life. You just wake up with new different memories. Person.
This is the one that I thought of because it was actually in my dream.
Oh, that's how you came up with it?
Yeah, so basically, so if you were to imagine right now, yesterday I was a completely different person, you would probably think, no, because I did this with my family. And, like, you, like, remember all your memories. So, like, in my dream was that every day we're a new person. And it's kind of like a simulation where, like, when you're a new character, like, when you're a new person, that, like, they give you all the memories that person had.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then it made me think of, like, I didn't say this earlier when we were talking. But then it made me think of, like, if they have the memories stored. What if,
whoa,
like, you woke up as the person in your, like, science class? Like, your best friend. But you didn't know, because in the dream, or, like, what you're living, it makes, like... Like, let's say I was you yesterday,
mm-hmm.
but then I woke up as me, like, Nikki, today. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't think that I was you, because I have the memory of Nikki, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was my question
for you guys.
Okay.
Okay, so you know how it's, like, inside out and you have the five core memories? What would your five core memories be?
Like, in each,
sure.
anger?
Yeah, why not?
I feel like, this is kind of weird, but I feel like I'd have one that's literally Nikki. Like, one that when I get excited, I get really excited, you know?
And yeah. This is not pertaining to, like, what Nikki was explaining, but I don't know. I just thought of it when you said, like, the memories thing. Mm-hmm. There's, like, this trend going around.
So, like, we each say our joy, we each say our anger and stuff like that.
Yeah, we each say joy, anger, sadness, disgust, fear.
How about we each say joy, and then we go around again, each say anger.
Okay. Nikki.
Okay, I don't know what, like, my happiest moment was.
We'll have a second. We can all think about this together, you know. We can have a bonding moment.
Okay, on the podcast. You just have our bonding moment.
Okay, I feel like I'd have... Wait.
You actually go first. You go first.
Okay. Yeah, you can start.
I'll start. So, yeah, I feel like my joy, I guess you could call it, would be, like... I don't know how to describe what, like... Wait, what is your question, like... How they act, or like what? Like,
no, what was that moment that made you like
your core memory?
Oh, okay.
Like, you have five core memories.
I feel like
the one thing that will stick with you forever, and you will always remember that, like, you cannot get out of your mind.
Okay, I feel like for my joy one would probably be the time we went to Jingle Ball, and
really not even your sister being born.
Oh, that's true.
I thought of that for you. I was like, she's probably going to say her sister being born.
Okay, that's true. Oh, like I was just thinking of like recent things. If I
no, it's in your whole life. Childhood. That's what the core memory is.
Yeah. Okay. So let me try to think of like childhood ones. Okay. So
I have. I would say I have one for Joy.
Okay.
What is it?
Basically, whenever I hang out with you guys, which is really sentimental. So and, like, our Seattle-Vancouver trip, and every time we hang out together, I don't know, I just feel this, you know, this wave of joy that I feel very rarely.
So, for me, there's two that I can think of. So, okay. Like, the first one is gonna be kind of like what you said, is the first time that I feel like we really connected.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which was at Anika's house.
Yeah.
And, like, I literally just, like, teared up thinking of this. Because, like, aww. I told you at night, I remember I texted you once that, like, that before I met you guys, I was in, like, I wouldn't say a dark time, but I definitely, like, wasn't in a good place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then when I'm, like, whenever I see you guys, like, I'm so happy, you know?
Aww.
Like, you know, like, that's actually... Like, yeah. When we, like, hung out at Anika's birthday for the first time at quarantine, like, I was literally, like, the happiest I've been in so long.
No, yeah, me too.
Like, that was so, like, great for me. And, yeah, I feel like that was, okay, I feel like that was definitely my favorite part. Like, my core moment in joy, I guess.
Yeah. Can I just say something really fast before Anika goes?
Yeah.
You guys, okay, I'm going to be really sentimental here.
I literally started crying.
For some reason, I don't know why, you guys have made me a better person.
Because we
can wrong. I say that from the bottom of my heart. You guys have literally made me a better person. Aww. You guys have made me funnier. You guys have made me laugh. You guys have made me happier. You know, we've had our good moments and we've had our bad ones. You guys have been with me since
person goes ahead in our show that we're supposed to be watching together.
Okay. All right.
That made me mad.
Okay. That probably makes no sense to the listeners, but you know, whatever.
Okay. Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah,
honestly, before I cry.
Just like sentimental.
Yeah, Joy, honestly.
My sentimental moment.
Okay, yeah. So what should we do next for core?
We'll do sadness.
Yeah.
Why not?
Can I hear... actually, I might need to think about this for a sec. I think I know what it's going to be. Probably Ashna moving.
Yeah, I would say I have two, but one I don't really want to talk about. So
I feel like I know what it is, but at the same time, I'm not going to say it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say Ashna moving.
Like, it hasn't even happened yet, but I'm, like, when you guys were talking about how, like, we, like, you know, every time we see each other, we're so happy, I don't know why, but, like, you know, then I think of Ashna, and then I'm like, oh my god, she's moving.
Yeah.
And it just, like...
I was talking to Anika's mom the other day when I went over to your guys' house when my mom went to the hospital, but, I was saying how, like, all of us, we understand that she's moving, but we've all like pushed it aside because we don't want it to happen.
Yeah,
but we've all pushed it aside saying, it's gonna be in a couple weeks, and it's gonna be in a couple weeks.
She's
and we haven't, you know, we haven't come to the fact that she's leaving and never coming back.
I know,
it's like less in like a week, like,
yeah,
oh my god,
it's still really hit me. I think
I know,
guys. Okay, we're not going to tell Ashna, but right before they leave, we're just, like, on the day of that party that we're doing, we are going to just hug her.
I know.
And we're just going to start crying. We're just going to let it all out.
I know, I'm already going to, like, start crying now just thinking about it. Like, when Nikki said, like, it's less than a week.
Okay. It's more than a week.
I feel like
it's what the...
Cause it's,
what's the date today?
It's Sunday, so, like, about...
It's the 2nd, so we have... 11 more days.
Yeah.
So when we're thinking of, like, sad things, like, obviously I'm sad about Ashna, but there's this other thing that I thought of that I feel like I probably should say so that, I guess, our viewers know me more. But you guys know because you were there when it happened. Not when it happened, but, like, I'm having deja vu for some reason. I've done this before. But if you didn't already know, I have... something called a tic disorder, And, well, if I still, if I have it for a few more months, I'm going to be officially diagnosed with Tourette's syndrome. But, like, it, the thing is, it's not the tics that make me sad. Like, that wasn't, like, when I got the diagnosis, that wasn't, like, obviously I was upset, but that wasn't the sad part. It was just, like, how much my life changed after that.
Mm-hmm.
And just, like, how much, like, people treated me so much more differently. Like, either, like they treated me, like, better, I guess, or they treated me worse. Like, it's, it was either that or that. And I did feel like that was one of the biggest things that's happened to me, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Not yeah. the actual diagnosis, just, like, how I went.
Yeah, like, when your mom, or when my mom, or when I met you the day of that, you know, swim meeting and everything, I remember getting in the car and my mom telling me, I know this is, like, difficult. Like, it's not difficult, but it's, you know, it's, yeah.
Like,
it's not something that we would have expected. And I was like, Mom, I'm not going to treat her any differently just because she has a tic disorder. I'm going to treat her as if she's a normal human being.
Mm-hmm.
Her disorder doesn't define her. It doesn't define how I'm going to treat her. I'm not going to treat her with special privileges. It's not like that.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's, like, because, like, I, the thing is, what was more tough is that when I first had it, I couldn't, I felt like I couldn't let it out in front of my own parents.
Yeah.
Or my class, but I felt like I could say it in front of you because I knew that, like, you weren't going to react.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no. It took a little while of getting used to.
Yeah.
But after I did, it doesn't faze me anymore.
Yeah.
So even when you have your little tic attacks, I'm just like, do you need to get up? You go, you need to go wherever you need to go. I don't care.
Yeah. Like, it's like, you guys are almost the only people that do that. Like, if I'll, it's not even my parents' fault. It's just a thing that my tics have decreased so much now that I'm not in school, which is why I don't want to go back to school. Have decreased so much now that I'm not in school. That, mm-hmm. like, they don't see it anymore. So, it's, like, when I do tick, it's, like, weird to them, you know?
Oh, yeah.
When people react, it just makes it worse. And then it's just harder for me to let them out.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's why I remember you, like, telling us that the first time that you actually told us that, like, you were not confident with, you know, you were very self-conscious. I realized, that's why I stopped reacting to them.
Yeah,
like, I was just like, whenever you had your tics, I just kept talking or kept laughing, or, you know, like, because I remember how self-conscious you were, and then so I was just like, contribute.
It really hit me when I was, like, FaceTiming my grandma, yeah, and I ticked, and she just had, like, a nervous, like, giggle, or, like, kind of, like, not a giggle, but, like, a nervous, like, smile, like,
chuckle.
Or what to do, you know, when I do that. And then that, like, it's not her fault because she lives all the way in India. She doesn't live with me. She doesn't know, you know?
I just witnessed this bird poop on my stairs. I literally saw it stopped, and then it went just a poop, and I just saw it poop. Oh, God. Okay, continue. Okay.
Do you still have things to talk about? Or...
No, I'm good. Okay, sorry, we can move on now.
That was such a mood ruiner, but I just had to say it.
Okay. No, it's honestly good. Because, yeah, like, okay. Then we don't have to be sad.
Okay,
anymore.
Okay, wait, then should we go to disgust?
Yeah.
Okay.
Disgust.
God. I was disgusted when I figured out that Ashna puts yogurt in everything.
Oh my god, yes!
And she said she put it on pesto pasta.
Because, like, she said it doesn't taste that, good the yes. same.
Okay, that's one of my disgust moments, and that's... Okay. I feel like one of my disgust moments was when I first saw myself with braces. I looked so weird, but now I'm just like... kind of vibe with them.
Oh, also, looking back at my baby pictures, I was not a cute child, in my opinion.
You know, I was a cute baby. I had these big, like, you know, deer and headlight eyes, and I had a full head of hair when I came out.
Yeah, I would have had so much hair. I looked like I was wearing a wig. But, like, yeah, I feel like my biggest disgust moment is looking at my iMovies that I used to make. Like Annika was literally going through my camera roll and she sent like all my bad videos to herself because they were so funny.
Yeah, crazy. It was so funny.
Oh my god, why would I make
She was
them?
Pretending that she had a YouTube channel and she was unboxing a phone and I sent it to myself because it was funny. It was
so bad.
It was funny, I had to. Oh my
god. Yeah, okay. Okay, then
Nikki,
should you...
Anika, your disgust moment was... your baby picture.
Yeah.
Okay.
Should we do anger?
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like I was angry when...
I feel like just in general...
Nikki got frustrated with her birthday party. Birthday party decorations. Oh my god.
Okay, let me just say, birthdays stress me out. Or not the birthday. The birthday, like, planning my own birthday stresses me out. So I was very stressed out in the moment, and she was helping me decorate my photo booth, and I was very angry with her.
No, you weren't angry. You were... looked like you wanted to kill me.
I was very, very frustrated.
I feel like another anger moment in my life was when my parents said I can't get a pet. I'm lonely, okay?
I was gonna say, I feel like
I made a whole PowerPoint yesterday saying why I should get
a cat.
I
was mad when I found out that Anika's mom was gonna vote for Trump.
Okay.
Oh my god.
Guys, if like anybody's actually listening to this, it's not true
anymore. She changed her mind.
Yeah.
Now she did, but I was mad when I first found out.
I was anyway. My anger moments are, I guess, like, yeah, or like, I guess they're gonna still happen. It's just when anybody's just like racist or like sexist or just like it pisses me off so much.
I know, just like watching just like Karen's, I guess, like getting mad at like people holding like the honk if you like support BLM. Like, it's just, it's, like, so frustrating to me. I just want to, like, go and, like, talk to them and, like, punch them in the face.
Yeah, it's, like, why? Like, yeah.
Okay, and then we're going to do fear. I have one
for fear. But... do you want to go first, then?
Yeah. I would say probably the whole thing that happened with my dad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That, I was pretty scared then, but I didn't want to show it because, you know, my parents always taught me, you know, don't.
Yeah, I could tell.
It freaks other people out when you get scared because I'm an only child, and I know my parents hate seeing me when I'm sad or, you know, when I'm scared and I don't know what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like,
so I just kind of pushed like all my scarediness aside and, you know, focused on being a good daughter to my dad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I feel like nothing, like, too traumatic has happened in my life, so I feel like one of my fear moments would be the first time I went through a haunted house.
I feel like another scary moment in my life would be when Nikki started singing about Jesus.
Oh my god.
Okay,
yeah, that was so scary. We woke up to Nikki singing.
I woke up to Nikki, Jesus, Jesus.
Like, that was scary. I thought somebody was, like, watching us sleep.
Yeah, and then she goes,
literally, we're just trying to, like, we're waking up and we just hear this, and we're just like,
I woke up to that, and I couldn't go back to sleep, because I was
same.
Like,
my biggest fear moment is when we were at a sleepover, and they said that something was moving. I was already paranoid. And I almost grabbed a knife, okay? I was very scared, and I screamed at the top of my lungs.
I thought you were going to say that one time where you went to Gonson Mashi's house, and you clogged your toilet. I thought you were going to say that. I was like, that's your fear moment?
I love how you didn't even tell me the toilet was broken.
I know, I was going there with you, even though I knew the toilet was broken, because
yeah, you
were
with me in there.
And then I was like, and then you went, and then I was like, oh shoot, the toilet's broken. And I was like, dang it.
And then she comes, when you guys come out, like literally two minutes later, she goes, oh, ladies, or girls, remember that toilet's clogged now?
And I was like,
and then, we had, and then I looked at Nikki, and then I looked at Erica, and then she left, and I started laughing. We all started laughing so hard.
That was
good times. Good times. Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, not really good, but you know, times.
Yeah. So okay, we have one more what if question.
Oh, what's that? I love how she got super sentimental and then we started laughing for like 5 minutes.
Yeah, I had to talk about that bird pooping on my stair.
Yeah.
But I'm kind of glad because I didn't want to start crying.
Yeah, I was like really close. But anyway, the last question is, what if Adam and Eve were like...
Oh, Nikki, you can explain this one. Yeah, you can explain this one.
Okay, so I saw this online. I don't remember where. So
sis, we gotta hurry up. I need to eat my lunch.
Okay, so
that's been sitting here for like an hour.
So basically, the conspiracy was that Adam and there was life on another planet, and they basically wrecked that planet as well. So they sent Adam and Eve to Earth in this pod, and then something happened, and then they crashed, and then that was the asteroid or like the thing that killed the dinosaurs.
Oh, mm-hmm. Oh! I also have one to add to that. So you know how Venus is like really, really hot because of its super thick atmosphere?
Mm-hmm.
And it's because of all the greenhouse gases?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking that's where they came from, Venus. Because of all that greenhouse gas that can only be created. Oh my god, I have to sneeze.
Bless you.
Bless you, yeah. I wasn't. You bless
sounded like Ashna. Sorry, but like, because that's what I'm saying. They came from Venus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hey, that same bird pooped on the same step again.
I mean, I'm not Christian, so like,
yeah.
I don't really know, but like, that would, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I love how we have nothing to say about that one.
Yeah, because we can't really relate.
Don't know.
Yeah.
We're not Cristiano Ronaldo.
You know,
definitely aren't.
So he would stay in quarantine.
What?
Didn't he like buy an island or something to stay on during?
What?
Maybe
he did.
I'm pretty sure he did. I don't know.
I feel like he would I don't know. Maybe he did.
I feel like he would do that. I mean, it's Cristiano Ronaldo. I mean, no hate, but like all tea. All right, that's all we have for you guys today.
Yeah.
We have all cried together. We have all laughed together. We have all ranted together.
First yeah.
Fine.
I'm going to go eat my lunch now I was supposed to eat an hour ago.
Well, I mean, you could have eaten while we weren't talking and just try to be extremely quiet.
Yeah, like I'm going to try and eat a salad really quietly. Tell me how that's going to work.
I don't know.
Okay, well, thank you for listening to us airing out our problems.
And hope you enjoyed this. I feel like I kind of like this episode more than the last, but
yeah,
because it got kind of more personal and they got to know us better. I think.
Yeah,
and you guys still don't know what my favorite color is, so it's not that personal.
Should we just say our favorite colors just to top
and
it off?
And then just end it? Oh my god, wait. Yeah. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Yellow.
Okay.